What would tempt you to walk away from the Christian life? I'm Chuck Bentley with my Money Life from Crown. In the Bible, we learn that the devil came to Jesus in the wilderness to tempt him away from his mission. Now, the stakes were incredibly high. And what did he offer? Well, Satan offered the greatest things in the world. The Bible says in Matthew, "Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. 'All this I'll give you,' he said, 'if you will bow down and worship me.'" Satan is obviously generous. We should never forget that the pleasures of this world are tempting, and they can distract us from God's plan for our lives. Millard Fuller, the late founder of Habitat for Humanity, the not-for-profit organization that's provided housing for low-income Americans for years, once had it all. But in spite of being a young millionaire, his health, his integrity, and his marriage were suffering. He recognized that he had been taken captive to Satan's generosity. To overcome this threat, he and his wife sold everything they had and committed themselves to radically following Jesus. As I write in my new book, The Worst Financial Mistakes in the Bible, Satan's mission is to keep Christians from fulfilling their God-given missions. And one of his chief methods is to tempt us with gaining more of the world. James 1:11 puts it in perspective. "For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossoms fall and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business." Ask yourself whether you're doing the work God intended for you to do, not just making more money. Have you fallen for Satan's generosity? To learn more, go to mymoneylife.org and check out my new book, The Worst Financial Mistakes in the Bible. It's available for a donation of any amount.